السلام عليكم ورحمة الله تعالى وبركاته. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. أما بعد، فقد قال الله سبحانه وتعالى: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. لن ينال الله لحومها ولا دماؤها ولكن يناله التقوى منكم، صدق الله مولانا العظيم وصدق رسوله النبي الكريم. Respected brothers and sisters, very soon the month of Dhul Hijjah is going to commence, inshallah, after 10 or 11 days. And the main ibadah during this first 10 days of Dhul Hijjah is to sacrifice an animal, make zabiha on the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So in this verse of Surah Al-Hajj, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has mentioned main object of sacrifice. What should be our niyyah, what should be our intention when inshallah, with the will of Allah, we will going to sacrifice an animal. Allah ta'ala says, verily it is neither their meat nor their blood that reaches Allah Ta'ala, but it is the piety from you that reaches to Him. You know, the meat of sacrifice animal, we enjoy it. We make barbecue, we make biryani and all sort of things. So we are enjoying the meat, but the thawab and reward Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala will grant on our intention. Now, it is so many virtues to sacrifice animal, as our beloved Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, it is the great sunnah of Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salam. He see the dream 3 nights, and then that was the interpretation that he must slaughter his own son for the sake of Allah with his own hand. So this whole incident, I don't want to repeat it, we all know about it. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loved this action of Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salam so much, He made it sunnah for this ummah that we should follow and practice upon this sunnah every year to remember this great sacrifice of Allah subhanahu of Ibrahim Khalilullah for the sake and pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That the lesson we all have to learn, that when it comes to the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we should be able and prepared and ready to sacrifice everything, even ourselves. And Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam has proven that when it comes to the, you know, helping the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they sacrifice their lives for Allah kalimatullah. We don't have to go to that extent to sacrifice our lives, but at least we should purchase some animal and sacrifice on the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And it is very great sunnah, it's very great reward and ibadah inside of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Our beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam lived in Madinah Munawwara for 10 years after the migration, and every year Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa used to sacrifice an animal, every year. So some of the people think, oh, I did qurbani last year, so this year I don't have to do it. It's not like that. If it's, you know, you are sahib and nisab, then you have to sacrifice every year. Just like salat, we pray every day 5 times. Hajj, we do once in a year, once in a lifetime. But there are people who do Nafal Hajj also. But like every month, if month of Ramadan comes, every year month of Ramadan comes, we fast. We don't say, oh, last year I already fasted, this year Ramadan is in the summer, long days, I already done last year, so this year I don't have to fast. It's not like that. Every year the hukam and order of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala comes, we have to do it, we have to follow it. Likewise, sacrifice also we have to do every year. So Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, when he did his last hajj, this was only one hajj he performed in his whole life, on the 10th of the year of migration, In this Hajj, he purchased 100 camels, and he sacrificed with his own hand 63 camels he sacrificed with his own Mubarak hands, and rest of the camels, 23, he handed over, 27 handed over to Hazrat Ali radhiyallahu anhu. So rest of the camels he sacrificed. So 63 camels, why? Ulama say because that was an indication of his life span. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam was going to live in this world for 63 years. So in last year of his life, he sacrificed 63 camels for the, you know, for every year of his life since he was born till he passed away. 63 years. So it shows that a person can make sacrifice more than one animal, but one should be at least by for himself, and then the next one he can do nafal for his marhumin, the relatives who passed away, his parents, grandparents. Or like in one occasion, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam purchased two animals, two lambs. He sacrificed one lamb for himself as a wajib, and the other lamb he sacrificed for the whole of the ummah. He did qurbani, niyat was that this is the qurbani on behalf of my entire ummah till the yawm al-qiyamah. So this also should be niyat, that we should, if Allah has granted us extra money, we should purchase extra animals and sacrifice on behalf of our parents or on behalf of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And likewise, Hazrat Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha said that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, there is nothing dearer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the days of qurbani than sacrificing animals. This is the ibadah loved by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala during these 3 days of the qurbani. The sacrificed animal will come on the day of qiyamah with his horns, hairs and hooves. The sacrifice is accepted by Allah ta'ala before the blood reaches the ground. Therefore, sacrifice with an open and happy heart. And this is the hadith in Tirmidhi Sharif. So what does it mean that Hazrat Aisha radiallahu anha narrated from Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam that the Yawmul Qiyamah, this animal will come with his horns, hairs and hooves. It's showing these things we don't eat, we don't utilize it, we throw it. We don't regard it. No one eats horns and hairs and hooves of the animal. We throw it away. It's wasted. But on the Yawmul Qiyamah, these wasted things also will come. And it will be scaled in the mizan. And you will be rewarded for that. What about rest of the animal? It is more evident that we are going to get the reward for every limb of the and part of the animal. That's why one of the hadith Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam encourages us that when we purchase the animal, we should purchase the fat one. Spend little more money and choose the fat one. Because that will be our vehicle on the bridge of Sirat. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will grant us these animals we used to sacrifice in this life. They will be, we are going to riding on that animal, crossing the bridge of Sirat. So imagine if you purchase a little, you know, weak and thin animal, how is it going to take you all the way to the bridge of Sirat? That's why it's encouraged to buy a healthy animal. Hazrat Zayd ibn Arqam radiallahu ta'ala, because we are so, you know, practical, we want, you know, reward and return for every action. We don't do anything without gaining any reward. So Zayd ibn Arqam radiallahu ta'ala anhu said, the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhu asked, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, what is qurbani? Why should we sacrifice animal? Why we should spend our money? Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam replied, this is the sunnah of your father, Hazrat Ibrahim salam. Sunnah ta'abikum, Ibrahim alayhi salam. So he said, this is the sunnah of your father Ibrahim alayhi salam. Sahaba asked, Ya Rasulullah, what reward we will get in it? Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam replies, reward for every hair on the skin of the animal. They asked, what about silk? Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, like sheep has the silk on it. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, reward for every fiber of the silk. And this hadith is Ibn Majah. Hazrat Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala, now who can count the hairs on the skin of the animal? It's countless. So what does it mean that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam saying, you cannot even count the reward you are going to get after sacrificing your animal. It's a tremendous reward, countless reward. Hazrat Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala said that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, whoever has the means and does not do qurbani should not come near our place of Eid. He should not even come and pray Salatul Eid. Rasulullah is so angry with that person to whom Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala granted the means. He is a rich person. He can purchase the animal and he can sacrifice. Yet he is not doing out of stinginess or laziness, or he doesn't care about it. So Rasulullah said, if you don't want to sacrifice animal, even Allah ta'ala has granted you the wealth, then you shouldn't even worry about praying Salatul Eid. You shouldn't even come to it. That's how Rasulullah was angry. So if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has granted us wealth, we should sacrifice every year. Now upon whom qurbani is farz and wajib? A qurbani is wajib upon a person who possesses 87.48 grams gold or 612.36 grams silver. This is the nisab of the zakat. A person upon whom zakat is wajib, the qurbani and sacrifice also wajib upon him. Simple principle. And in today's time, if you calculate the price of the gold, it is equivalent to approximately $5,000. So if a person has $5,000 in his hand or in his bank account, saving account, he should purchase the animal and he should sacrifice. It is must. That is the limit. That is the sahib nisab. If he has $5,000, then the qurbani becomes wajib upon him. He should only do the qurbani for himself. Qurbani is not wajib upon him for his wife or for his children. If the wife has golden or silver jewelry which is equivalent to this nisab, then she has to do her own qurbani. But if the husband wants to do for her, he can do it with her permission. And one can make extra nafal qurbani, as I said, on behalf of marhum relatives, on behalf of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, etc. Qurbani is not wajib upon the travelers. During these days, if somebody is away from his house in different country, in different cities, he is musafir, the qurbani is not wajib upon him, as the fasting month of Ramadan is not wajib upon those who are traveling. So likewise, if he is a musafir, then qurbani is not wajib upon him. Qurbani, it is preferable for those who want to perform qurbani should not cut their hair, shave the beard, or clip the nails from 1st of Dhul Hijjah till the qurbani is done. All these 10 days from the beginning of the month of Dhul Hijjah, he should not cut their hair, any part of the body, any part of the hair of his body, and he should not clip the nails. Till he sacrifice animal on the 10th of Dhul Hijjah, then he can cut it. The time for qurbani. Now what time we should make the qurbani? The time for qurbani in the cities where the Salatul Eid is taking place or performed, it begins after Salatul Eid, on the 10th of Dhul Hijjah, after Salatul Eid. So someone is slaughtering after Fajr or early morning, his qurbani is not accepted. He has to pray Salatul Eid first and then he must go in and slaughter the animal. And it will remain till the 12th of Dhul Hijjah till sunset. So there are 3 days of qurbani, 10th, 11th and 12th. It's beginning after Salatul Eid on the 10th of Dhul Hijjah and it ends on the 12th of Dhul Hijjah before sunset. If it's delaying and is not slaughtering even after sunset of 12th of Dhul Hijjah, his qurbani will not be accepted. The last chance is he must slaughter before the sunset of the 12th of Dhul Hijjah. Now, which kind of animal is allowed to sacrifice? The animals of qurbani are the camel, which should be at least 5 years old, cow, which should be at least 2 years old, goat and sheep, which is 1 year old. If lamb is 6 years old, but it is fat, healthy, and looks like 1 year old, it is okay for sacrifice. All these animals can be male and female, doesn't matter. You can slaughter, you know, she camel, she cow, and you know, she goat, etc. Now, in the big animal like cow and camel, 7 people can share equally in the qurbani of cow and camel. It can be less than 7 people too. For example, you cannot get 7 people together. There are only 6 available. So that 6 can also share 5, 4, or only 2 people can purchase the cow and they can make half and half. But after the slaughter, everyone should have the niyat of 7 people, or 6, whoever is sharing one big animal, they all should have the niyat of qurbani or niyat of aqiqah. It is also allowed if someone wants to do the aqiqah for his children, for the boy is 2 shares, for the girl is 1 share, they can include in the animal of qurbani combined. But everyone should have the niyat of qurbani. If one of them does not have the qurbani niyat, then the qurbani will not be accepted for all of them. For example, 6 people have the niyat, 1 did not have niyat. You say, oh, I'm just giving my money, I just want to enjoy the meat. He does not make niyat of qurbani. So in that case, the whole animal will not be accepted and no one will get the reward of qurbani. So make sure, if you are sharing with brothers, everyone should make the niyat of qurbani. Now, after the slaughtering big animal, this is very, very important, brothers, that we must make equal 7 shares. And for that, we have to wait it. We have to wait all the 7 shares and we should give, distribute among the 7 people same share. That's very, very important. Keep that in mind. It is mustahab to divide the meat of the qurbani in 3 portions. One for the poor and needy people, one for the relatives and friends, and one for himself. But if a person has big family and is not well to do, if he wants to keep the whole sheep, whole goat for himself, that is also permissible. He can keep the entire goat and sheep and fill his fridge with that, deep fridge is allowed. But it's preferable he must distribute among the poor and friends as well. And like the share of the relatives and friends, he can cook it and invite them for the meal. That is also permissible. Now, which kind of animal we should purchase? The animal chosen for the qurbani should be healthy, free from faults and defects. So we have to check it before we purchase. Animals that were born without horns or had broken off from the middle, from the half, it can be used for the qurbani. Because they were born without horns, so that is allowed. But if the horn was broken from the root, that cannot be used for the qurbani. It was born with the horn, but accidentally something happened and the horn is broken from the root. If it's broken from the top and the middle, is okay. But if it's broken from the root, that animal is not allowed for qurbani. Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala narrate that beloved Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, 4 kind of animals are not proper for qurbani. Number 1, the one eye, whose one eyedness is evident. He has only one eye. A sick, whose illness is visible. Very thin, very sick. Or crippled, whose crippledness is visible. Thin, whose bones don't have the marrow in it. So these are the animals which are not allowed to make sacrifice. If the animal is totally blind or has lost 1/3 of its eyesight or 1/3 of or more of its ear is cut off or 1/3 or more of its tail is cut off, is not allowed in qurbani. So before we purchase, check his eyes and ear and tail, everything should be proper. Plus it should be okay with the 4 legs. The animal is limping and walking only on its 3 legs is not good for qurbani. The animal has no teeth or most of the teeth are missing. That animal is not allowed. The animal born without an ear or with a very small ear is also not allowed for qurbani. So these are the faults and defects we have to check before we purchase the qurbani animal. Now the method of slaughtering. It is sunnah to sacrifice the animal by yourself. If it's qurbani wajib upon you, is dhikti the sunnah Rasulullah SAW did by himself. But if you cannot do it, you don't have that guts to sacrifice, then you can ask someone to slaughter for you. But you have to be present. If it's possible, you should be present while your sacrifice is taking place. A Muslim woman who knows how to make zabiha, she is also permitted to slaughter. She can also make zabiha. Not that it's only men's action, but woman who have that courage and gut, she can also slaughter. She has slaughtered so many husbands, so cow is nothing. So whoever wants to slaughter, he should sharpen the knife before. This should not sharpen in front of the animal. He should prepare and sharpen before it. Then lay down the animal on the left side, keep the animal facing the Qibla, and then very swiftly cut four veins. This is very important for those who are slaughtering. Four veins of the animal should be cut off: throat, external jugular veins, and the windpipe. If at least three veins are cut off, then that animal is okay. But if only two veins are cut, that qurbani is not accepted, is not done. So make sure you must cut four veins. Before slaughtering, you must recite this dua: Allahumma inni wajjahtu wajhiya lilladhi fatara as-samawati wal arda hanifan wama ana minal mushrikeen, inna salati wa nusuki wa mahyaya wa mamati lillahi rabbil alameen, la sharika lahu wa bidhalika umirtu wa ana minal muslimeen. Then you say Allahumma laka wa minka, then say louder Bismillahi Allahu Akbar, and then slaughter. So if you don't know this whole dua, at least you say Bismillahu Allahu Akbar. That is essential. If you don't even say Bismillahi Allahu Akbar, then that animal is not accepted as qurbani. The name of Allah should be taken. After slaughtering, we should say this dua: Allahumma taqabbalhu minni kama taqabbalta min habibika Muhammadin sallallahu alaihi wasallam wa khalilika Ibrahim alayhi salam. This dua must be made after the slaughtering. May Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq to do the slaughtering and accept our sacrifices, and grant us ability to sacrifice. The real thing is our lust and desire. We should sacrifice our lust and desire for the sake of and pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and to obey the Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam.